You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say? We say, hello, Monday. It's always jolly, isn't it, on a Monday morning? Yes, trouble getting out of bed this morning, I must admit. Right, let's start off this morning's breakfast show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. We're going to take a look at a few things relevant to today's date, the world of entertainment, starting in the year 1946, the Irving Berlin musical Annie, Get Your Gun, that opened at New York's Imperial Theatre for the first of 1,147 performances. 1965, the Rolling Stones appeared with Chuck Berry on the television show Hollywood A Go-Go. 1969, Jack Cassidy from Jefferson Airplane was arrested for possession of marijuana. This was at the Royal Orleans Hotel in New Orleans. And last but not least for now, 1969, Pete Townsend of The Who was arrested on stage. This was after mistakenly kicking a New York police officer. Well, these things happen.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Dream on, dream away. I think I'm gonna have to stay forever. I adore mi amor. Yeah. I adore mi
mucho, baby. Te quiero mucho.
Title of that song is I Adore Me More. Love, isn't it? Comes from this is what my kiddies colouring book used to say. Colour Me Bad. That's the name of the group here on The Breakfast Show. 7 minutes right now after the hour of 6 o'clock, and yes, it is a Monday morning. We start a brand new week. It is Monday. It is the 16th of May. We're whipping through this month, aren't we? Well, I hope you are going to have an absolutely brilliant Monday. Get the week off to a good start. Stick around. I'm going to be with you right through till 10 this morning. I think I'll make it.
I'm
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
With me, I want to be a partner. Can't you see? The music is just starting. Night is calling, and I am falling. Dance with me. Fantasy. Hope that you are willing. Pick the beat up and kick your feet up. Dance with me. Let it lift you off the ground. Starry eyes, and love is all around us. I can take you where you want to go.
There we go, Orleans there, and Dance With Me. And before that, that was Love Changes Everything, and that came from Climie Fisher. If you are keeping an eye on the time, boys and girls, we are 14, coming up for 14 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. Couple of Breakfast Show good mornings, of course, going out to Mary Lou. She's always with us bright and breezy in the morning. And also this morning to Paul Dixon over there in London in the United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Paul. And he's asked to take a look at some of the Eurovision Song Contest songs. Yeah, I think we will do something about that a little bit later on this morning. And Senor Francisco, very good morning to you. Lovely to have you with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, Cool FM. And guess what? It's time to get you all in the shower for this morning. As for you, Paul, over there in the UK, there's nothing wrong with an afternoon shower. You know that. Time on The Breakfast Show, exactly 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. And we're getting you in the shower with this one. It's called Set Me Free. Set Me Free, or How I Know It, I must admit, is Everybody, Everybody. And that was from Black Box, featuring, featuring on that track Martha Wash. And I tell you what the reason is, that because the way it is stored on my music collection, it says Set Me Free, but I do remember Everybody, Everybody, Black Box. Getting you in the shower this morning, bringing you down to, 19 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. What have we got lined up for you this morning? Well, normally music, it's normally a Music Monday. I normally sort of try and keep it nice and easy for me to deal with the morning. But I'm happy to welcome back to the studio today in the last hour of this morning program, George Fribner. And he was just a little bit earlier, well, a while ago, in actual fact, when he was sort of opening his exhibition here in Panama. He's got an amazing exhibition of his paintings on this is at the Panama Canal Museum in Casco. And it's been going for a little while now, so before he leaves, because I believe he leaves in a couple of days' time, and we're going to get him to come in and chat with us again, telling us how it went, because he's been doing some workshops as well. For those of you that like to do a little bit of painting, and he was doing one the other day, teaching animation, some of the animations for some of the Walt Disney characters, because he's worked for Walt Disney for many years, started off as an animator, very talented young man, coming to see us in the last hour of this morning's program. But we still do have plenty of great music going through till 10 this morning.
Let's go, girls.
Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
Oh, The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That is Sweet Pearl and You Mean Everything to Me. Before that it was Shania Twain and that's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. We all have those days, especially on a Monday. Monday. Why is it taking so long for me to wake up this morning here on a Monday morning? Anyway, I am here. Great to be with you. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. It is Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras.
Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Exactly. That's where we are. That's where we're going to be for a while yet. Great to be with you. The time is, 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of, articles that we're going to be looking at in more detail later on this morning about the news here in, the Republic of Panama. And not too much this morning, I'm happy to say, unless we're going to regurgitate a lot of stuff that we'd already gone through. For instance, at the end of this week, it's the sentencing of the Martinelli brothers, but we've been through that and it's not really sort of telling us anything new. So what we do have for you this morning, starting off with the epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health from Sunday, reveals that more than 2,166 new cases of COVID-19, two more deaths sadly, and that's brought the number of deaths to 8,205. To detect the infections, there were 10,394 tests applied, and that showed a positivity of 20.8%. Now, we have got 24,617 active cases, of which 24,459 are home isolation and 158 are hospitalized. Now, 24,410 of those in isolation are at home, 49 in those so-called hospital hotels. Hospitalized, we have 133 patients in the wards and 25 in the intensive care units. Now, the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, declared on Sunday morning that it seems that the curve of the fifth wave of COVID-19 has begun to flatten, which indicates a stabilization of cases. Sucre did confirm going back to the 6th of May, that a fifth wave of COVID-19 was being experienced in Panama. However, at that time, the minister emphasized that the number of cases of the new coronavirus that were getting complicated were not many. And they do please ask you to maintain the basic security measures, wearing masks, keep away from other people, keep washing your hands, etc. And then hopefully we will be able to weather this through, okay? So we've been there before. And I tell you, if you haven't had your, those of you that are over 50 years of age, you can have your fourth vaccination against COVID-19. I would definitely advise you to do that, especially if you're, because you are that age. Tell me about it. Right, in a narrow result, Ruben de Leon, deputy of the Central American Parliament, he won on Sunday. This is in the internal elections of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. He obtained the position of General Secretary of the National Executive Committee. And De Leon, by the way, backed by Gaby Carrizo's faction, defeated Pedro Miguel González, who is the current Secretary General. Fenicia Robinson, a deputy from Bocas del Toro, was re-elected as President of the National Executive Committee of the PRD party. He defeated the former Minister of Health, Rosario Turner, and Robinson will now be in the office for 5 more years. Meanwhile, Crispiano Adames won the first vice presidency of the CEN with 3,391 votes. His contender, Omar Williams, got 343 votes. Now, we've got two main articles in this morning's programme, and I thought it'd be worth looking at them in more detail. One of them is to do with, ecological. It's the Cerro Patagon landfill. And I'll get to the other one in a minute. But the Cerro Patagon landfill, of course, it's fabled. Basically, it's got to the point where it's finished its days. This is in the district of Ancon, of course. It's completed its useful life. and the state must seek an alternative for the management and deposit of the waste generated in Panama City and in the district of San Miguelito. This was the approach of Dr. Stanley Heckerton, a scientist at the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute, who in the 1980s coordinated the plan to close the Panama Viejo landfill. Of course, this is where Costa del Este is now, and transfer it to what is now Patagon Hill. In Stanley Heckerton's words, all the landfills have expectations of use, and the Patagon was one about 3 decades old now, which would also depend on the growth of the population in places such as the center of Panama City and the outskirts, as well as in the district of San Miguelito. Basically, what we're saying here is it's time to look for a something new. And I was thinking last night, this is an excellent opportunity because, you know, Cerro Patagon, it's causing some problems. And what a great opportunity, if we're going to have to do something else, is to really start getting ourselves now into recycling, have a brand new beginning and a brand new approach to all of our garbage. And the last story I have for today is to do with the Ministry of Public Works. They're tendering 3 contracts to carry out improvements to the infrastructure and green areas of 3 stages of the Cinta Costera and also the Amador Causeway. The works have an extension of 14.1 kilometres. The project is divided into 3 lines and includes improvements in the pedestrian area, green areas and the playgrounds, repairs to pedestrian and vehicular bridges and replacement of slabs along the highway. The combined amount of the 3 contracts adds up to $33 million. Each of the lines has a different cost, and it depends on the work that will be assigned by the Ministry of Public Works. We're looking at that one in much more detail as well later on this morning. And again, there's a good opportunity. Let's not just look at doing the Cinta Costera, which is a good thing because it's very important for all if we're looking at tourism, but also, can we please do something about the sidewalks and make the city much more presentable? Make the city a tourist-friendly place, please? I am begging. That's it. That's what we're going to be looking at later on this morning here on this morning's breakfast show.
Close. The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Carolina home, had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there. We were digging and sifting from 5 to 5, selling everything we found just to stay alive. Gold flowed free like the whiskey in the bar. Sinning was the big thing, Lord, and sin was the star. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me.
So those two came from Spandau Ballet, and it was chart number one. And the following on nine, that is the Marshall Tucker Band and Fire on the Mountain. Breakfast show time is 13 minutes right now. That's from the hour of 7 o'clock. Don't forget, joining me in the last hour of this morning's programme, got George Shribner coming back in to chat with us. He's got his exhibition, his paintings on the Panama Canal Museum in Casco. And it's definitely worth a look. He's got some His style is fantastic. That's one of the things I want to chat to him about, actually, is how he sort of came to his style of painting. It's one of these sort of styles, it's not exactly sort of detailed, but it really gets the message across. So we'll be talking to George about that, George Scribner, a little bit later on. Usual bits and pieces, top of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines for you. 7:30, some of the business headlines, the world business headlines. I guess it depends on what side of the fence you are, whether there's any good news in there or not. And in between the two, we'll take a look at the weather as well. We'll also be checking in with Ingrid and with Yasmin and see what's, with Ingrid, find out what's happening in the everyday story of country folk. And we'll see how Yasmin's weekend went as well. Time for a bit of bopping, methinks. Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers. Oh, There it goes. That is Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers there. And a bit of jiving for you. So I hope you enjoyed it. It always gets the feet tapping, doesn't it? Gets you in a good mood, even on a Monday. Swing the Mood is what the track is actually called. How many of you remember Grace Jones? Model, singer. Gosh, she was really quite something. So there she goes, Grace Jones and I Need a Man. Whenever I come across Grace Jones, it always reminds me of one thing. There was a TV interviewer going back to the 1970s, 1980s. His name was Russell Harty. And he was with ITV, and then in 1980 he moved over to the BBC. And in November of 1980, he interviewed the model and singer, Grace Jones. Jones was nervous and distracted during the interview before a live studio audience. And Russell Harty found the interview an uneasy one to conduct. I know that feeling. And appeared to be intimidated by Grace Jones, commenting nervously to the audience regarding her demeanour on the stage. It's coming to life. It's coming to life. Well, later, joined on the stage by other guests, Harty was compelled, this was due to the seating arrangements on the stage, to turn his back on Grace Jones, who was left sitting there in silence for an extended period. And after several protests, she repeatedly slapped him on the shoulder, causing an entertainment event in 1980s British television that Harty's career would be primarily remembered by. Dear, oh dear. Oh well, that's Grace Jones for you. Take us up to the top of the hour. This is the OJs and I Love Music, Part 1.
Yeah.
are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
And it is time for us to take, if you are keeping eye on the time, 2 minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're going to take a look at some of the international news for this Monday morning. It is, by the way, if you just joined us, 16th of May. We're ripping through May, aren't we? Ukrainian troops counterattacking against Russian forces in the country's northeast have pushed them back from the city of Kharkiv and advanced as far as the border with Russia, Ukrainian officials said on Monday. The developments, if confirmed, would signal a further shift in momentum in favor of Ukraine's forces nearly 3 months into a conflict that began when Russia sent tens of thousands of troops over the border into Ukraine on the 24th of February. Reuters could not immediately verify Ukraine's battlefield account, and it was not clear how many troops had reached the Russian border and where. If confirmed, it would suggest a Ukrainian counteroffensive is having increasing success in pushing back Russian forces in the northeast after Western military agencies said Moscow's offensive in the Donbass region had stalled. The intentional flooding of a small village north of Kyiv that created a quagmire and submerged cellars and fields but prevented a Russian attack on the capital was worth the sacrifice, according to residents. Ukrainian forces opened a dam early in the war in a place called Demidiv, causing the Irpin River to flood the village and thousands of acres around. The move has since been credited with stopping Russian soldiers and tanks from breaking through Ukraine's lines. And Russia said on Monday that the West should have no illusions that Moscow will simply put up with the Nordic expansion of the US-led NATO military alliance to include Sweden and Finland, casting the move as a mistake that would stoke military tension. Vladimir Putin, Russia's paramount leader since the last day of 1999, has repeatedly cited the post-Soviet enlargement of the NATO alliance eastwards towards Russia's borders as a reason for the invasion of Ukraine. Sanctions that have been imposed on Belarus have blocked $16 to $18 billion worth of its annual exports to the West. The Belta News Agency cited Belarusian Prime Minister Roman Golovchenko as saying late on Sunday. Iranian-backed Hezbollah has been dealt a blow in Lebanon's parliamentary election, with preliminary results showing losses for some of its oldest allies and the Saudi-aligned Lebanese Forces Party declaring significant gains. With votes still being counted, the final results have yet to emerge for the first election since Lebanon's devastating economic meltdown and a huge port explosion in 2020 that shattered Beirut. Leader Kim Jong-un has ordered North Korea's military to stabilize distribution of COVID-19 medicine in the capital, Pyongyang. This is in the battle of the country's first confirmed outbreak of the disease, state media has said. Last week brought the North's first acknowledgement of an explosive outbreak, with experts warning that it could devastate a country with limited medical supplies and no vaccine program. And Shanghai set out plans on Monday for the end of a painful COVID-19 lockdown that has lasted more than 6 weeks, heavily bruising China's economy, and for the return of more normal life from the 1st of January, from the 1st of June. In the clearest timetable yet, Deputy Mayor Zhong Ming said that Shanghai would reopen in stages, with movement curbs largely to remain in place until the 21st of May to prevent a rebound in infections before an easing. And President Joe Biden is sending an all-star U.S. delegation to the United Arab Emirates on Monday to offer condolences after the death of its ruler in an apparent bid to step up efforts to repair frayed ties with Gulf Arab allies. Washington's desire to improve ties with Gulf monarchies has gained renewed urgency following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which highlighted the relevance of Gulf oil producers as Europe looks to cut its energy dependence on Russia. Since the weekend, world leaders have descended on the UAE to greet new leader Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan and pay their respects on the death of President Khalifa bin Zayed. And that's it. That's what we're looking at. That's some of the things in the international news on this Monday morning, bringing us to 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Don't you know the kind of man I am? No, said I'll never fall in love again. Listening to Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Bye.
There we go. Two in a row. That was the Little River Band and Man on Your Mind. And before that, it was 38 Special and Caught Up in You. I'll just take a little rummage around. What we're going to do, I think, a little bit later on in the 8 o'clock hour today, we're going to take a look at the Eurovision and been asked if I could play a few pieces from that. So we'll be doing that. But I was also just looking, apparently, how people were trying to affect the voting. Russia in particular. It says Eurovision 2022, Russian vote hacking attempt foiled, police say. Now, because, of course, Russia was banned, wasn't it, this year because of its invasion of Ukraine. So we'll do that a little bit later on, the 8 o'clock hour. Of course, in that hour, we'll be checking in with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk and have a chat with Jasmine, see how her weekend went as well. Plenty of great music, of course, going right through until 10 this morning. This is ELO, Electric Light Orchestra's Confusion, which just about sums me up this morning. Don't forget, the last hour this morning, artist George Scribner's going to be joining me. There we go, that's it. ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. A greeting in the UK, but ELO. And that was called Confusion. Right, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a look and see what's happening with the weather. By the way, did you see the solar eclipse? It's a Monday, isn't it? The lunar eclipse. Sun wasn't out last night. I think it's time for me to go and have a lie down. I don't know about anything else. The lunar eclipse, it was quite impressive. Luckily, We had some, you know, we had some relief from the clouds, so we were able to see a fair bit of that one. Very good, very impressive. Now, let's take a look at the weather. Let's see what's happening. Let's go over to Costa Riva over there in the province of Colón and see what's going to be happening today. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation. Relative humidity at 82%. This morning, chance of isolated showers. This afternoon, isolated rains with thunderstorms. And tonight, partially cloudy. There we go. Moving over to West Panama, coming over to this side of the isthmus. We've got 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today, with a minimum of 23. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. Relative humidity under the 80%, just about at 79%. Isolated showers during the course of this morning, stormy rains coming in during the afternoon, and tonight that's going to be cloudy, so not too much difference really with the other side, the Colón side. Moving up to the metropolitan area, which is where we are right now, 31 degrees Celsius will be our maximum temperature today, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. Relative humidity, 78% relative humidity. And it's going to be cloudy this morning, which I can vouch for. It is very cloudy out there this morning. This afternoon, chance of those stormy rains coming in, and back to being cloudy tonight. Moving out to the Gulf, to the Panama Gulf, so round about the Perlis Islands, 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 25 degrees, the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. Relative humidity out there, not too bad today at 88%. And, chance of rain during the course of this morning, this afternoon. Chance of a few showers. No thunderstorms out there, that's unusual. Tonight, isolated showers again. And that's it. Now let's take a look and move on to the maritime conditions for this Monday morning. We're going to start, as we do, with the tides. High tide, that was at 3:35 this morning, 4.88 metres. Low tide, that will be at 9:50. That'll be 0.06 of a metre. High tide again, that's at 3:49 in the afternoon, 5.21 metres. Yep, over the 5-metre mark. And the low tide, the last one, 10:18 tonight. And that will be minus 0.37 of a meter. So quite a shift in the tides there. Moving on to the Caribbean, we've just got one up and one down for you today. We've got high tide, which was 1 minute after midnight. We just got that in, didn't we? And that was 0.37 of a meter, the high tide. The low tide, that was at 8:35 this morning, and that's minus 0.12 of a meter. And that's it. Nothing else happening for the rest of the day. So there we go. There are your tides for today. Now, moving on from the tides, let's take a look at the actual sort of sea condition, shall we? In case you're going to be going out on a boat. Starting over on the Caribbean side, we're looking at very light winds, just to 5 to 15 kilometres an hour, and that's coming in from the west. Now, if you're looking at the waves, if you're boarding today, I can tell you now the waves are just at 2 feet, so not too unpleasant. This morning, that's what we got for you this morning. This afternoon, we have still got good conditions, no change there. The wind, not much change, just 5 to 20 kilometres an hour coming from the west in the afternoon with 2-foot waves, so no change on the waves. Moving over to the Pacific, we have not much difference, 10 to 25 kilometres an hour this morning. The winds be coming in from the northwest. Waves, they're just at 1 foot. This afternoon, we have got good conditions continuing, 10 to 25 kilometre an hour winds. The only change is the direction to the west-northwest, and the waves, well, they're not changing at all. They're remaining at just 1 foot. So that's it. There you go. There's your weather for this Monday morning here on The Breakfast Show. Keeping an eye on the time, we are 25 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that
called I Love Your Smile from Shanice. Breakfast show time, 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Looking at some of the business news for this Monday morning, European stock indices opened lower on Monday. This was after oil prices slid and riskier currencies took a hit during the Asian session, as unexpectedly weak economic data from China highlighted fears about a slowdown in growth. China's April retail sales plunged 11.1% on the year, almost twice the fall that was forecast, as full or partial COVID-19 lockdowns were imposed in dozens on cities. Industrial output dropped 2.9% when analysts had looked for a slight increase. Investors are worried that inflation pushing up interest rates will damage the global economy. These fears saw global shares hit their lowest point in 18 months last week. At 7:32 GMT, the MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 50 countries, was flat on the day, but still holding above last week's lows. Europe's Stoxx 600 was down 0.5%, while London's FTSE 100 was down 0.4%. Gold prices, they fell more than 1% to their lowest in 3.5 months on Monday, as elevated bond yields and a firmer US dollar dampened bullion demand, even as riskier assets dropped after grim China economic data. A stronger dollar makes gold expensive for overseas buyers, while higher treasury yields raise the opportunity cost of holding zero-yield bullion. Gold spot gold was down 0.7% at $1,798.80 per ounce as of 9:20 GMT. This was after hitting its lowest since January the 31st at $1,786.60 earlier in the session. U.S. gold futures fell 0.6% to $1,798. Oil prices fell on Monday as widespread lockdowns in China and weak economic data in the country fueled fears of a global recession, though the market found some support as the European Union stepped closer to an import ban on Russian crude. Brent crude was down 28 cents or 0.3% at $111.27 a barrel at 9:34 GMT. And US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude slipped 9 cents or 0.1% to $110.40 a barrel. The Russian ruble firmed past 64 per dollar on Monday and climbed towards a near five-year high against the euro, supported by continuing restrictions on currency trading. The ruble is the world's best-performing currency this year, although this is due to artificial support from capital controls that Russia imposed to shield its financial sector in late February. This was after sending tens of thousands of troops into Ukraine. At 7:44 GMT, the ruble was 0.9% stronger against the dollar at 63.96, hovering near its strongest mark since early February of 2020 of 62.6250, which it hit on Friday. Cryptocurrencies resumed their slide on Monday, giving up the gains that they had eked out over the weekend as regulators continued to circle. European officials reiterated warnings of risks posed by cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin fell 5% to around $29,700 on Monday. In Asian trade, sliding alongside stocks because of worries about high inflation and rising interest rates. The world's largest cryptocurrency has lost around one-fifth of its value so far this month, as the spectacular collapse of Terra USD, a so-called staple coin, has roiled crypto markets already falling amid broad selling of risky investments. McDonald's Corporation said on Monday that it had initiated a process to sell its business in Russia after 30 years of operating its restaurants in the country following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. In March, McDonald's closed all of its restaurants in Russia, including its iconic Pushkin Square location. This is as part of the exit, the company expects now to record a non-cash charge of about $1.2 billion to $1.4 billion. And JetBlue Airways Corporation on Monday commenced a hostile all-cash takeover bid for Sprint Airlines. This is Sprint Airlines, Inc. Now, this is days after the discount carrier rejected an offer from the larger rival. JetBlue, which had earlier offered $33 per share, is locked in a takeover bid for Sprint with Frontier Group Holdings, and has argued a deal will help better compete with the big four U.S. airlines that control nearly 80% of the passenger market. That's it. There we go. A lot of fluctuation there in the markets this morning. And that's brought us to 23 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM. It is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. This is The Foundations.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
course, and the Supremes, and My World is Empty Without You. And before that, yep, Baby, Now That I've Found You, and that was from the Foundations. Time on the Breakfast Show, 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Let's say a very good morning to Renee. She says, good Monday morning. She says, I would like to say happy 24th anniversary to my wonderful husband, Rick. Cheers to us, and at least 41 more years, as he said he's going to live to at least 100. Renee, don't let him threaten you, okay? Please, could you play our first dance song, Me and You? And that's from Kenny Chesney here on The Breakfast Show. Happy anniversary to you, Renee and Rick, and like you say, plenty more to come.
Ordinary, no, really don't think so. Not a love this true. Common destiny, we were meant to be, me and you. Like a perfect scene from a movie screen, we're a dream come true. Suited perfectly for eternity, me and you. Every day, I need you even more. Stars above that we share this love, me and you.
Kenny Chesney there, and Me and You, and that is for Renee and Rick, wishing them a very happy wedding anniversary. So congratulations on that, guys. Mary Lou is also wishing you a very happy anniversary and wishes everybody good morning. Also, we could play a piece of music for her. I'll see if I can dig that out for you, Mary Lou, in a few minutes at a time. In the meantime, Flock of Seagulls. And this is called Iran, and I suppose that's Iran as opposed to Iran, and not the country. Flock of Seagulls and I Ran. And getting back to Mary Lou, she asked if we could play a piece of music for her this morning. She said, could you please play Garth Brooks and Unanswered Prayers?
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. She wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. And as she walked away, well, I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran up to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you.
and I'm being good. And I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad. But what the heck? Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you, if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played, and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Con la música más refrescante en tu radio. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
tell you, they make some lovely music, don't they? Matt Bianco there. And that's Golden Days. Breakfast show time, we're 19 minutes right now. That's after the hour, 8 o'clock. We're going to take one more piece of music, and I think we'll check in with our Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. There they go. Yes, that's the Go-Go's. Our lips are sealed. I know someone whose lips are never sealed.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, I'm back in El Valle. Oh, I feel more like a ping pong ball than I felt in a long time. But oh, it's so good. What a fresh morning. Oh, lovely, lovely morning. And those little putty tats are getting so much bigger. It's just, drive home yesterday. It's back and forth and back and forth. I feel sorry for anybody who has to commute to any place in Panama. But the traffic wasn't bad, I have to admit. I tried to take a different route home. There's this wonderful little road you can take in Coronado that will take you to El Valle. And I got almost all the way there, and then there was a bridge that was out. Yes, and it was just out. It was washed away, gone, gone, gone. And while I'm there, I'm watching this other car with this truck full of people and kids and everything. They pile them all inside, and they actually drive through the river. And after they pass through it, they look at us and they say, no pase. And I said, yeah, you're right about that. No, I'm not going to pass it. I'm going to go back the way I came. And I did. And it was beautiful, stunning vistas. I can understand people being up there. It's kind of isolated, but it was beautiful, wonderful, glorious drive. Going to try it again from the other side to see if I can get up to the bridge where it's out. It's a cool morning, very fresh, very green. I just can't get over the color, how intense it is. I guess I've been in the city too long, so coming out here when I'm here and looking outside, it's just green, vibrant green. Where there was no grass, there's grass, there's flowers, there's trees. Oh, one of my bushes has come back to life that was cut back. It's going to be a good week. I'm so happy. All right, I missed the blood eclipse last night. I was so tired, I just went, oop.
down, out I went, so I didn't get to see it. I hope somebody got to see that, because I heard, you know, the news on it and the pictures of what it could be were spectacular. All right, I am happy to say I'm safe and sound back in El Valle, and hope you all have a safe and sound week, and back to you in the studio!
there you go. That's rather nice, isn't it? It's a Beautiful Day from Whitebirds. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 8:30 the hour of 8 o'clock, and don't forget, joining me in the last hour of this morning's programme, we're going to be chatting with George Scribner, the artist extraordinaire. He's got his exhibition on right now at the Panama Canal Museum. He was an artist. He was commissioned by the Panama Canal Commission to paint the expansion. He's got some great pictures of that, but he's got a wonderful sort of selection of his pictures at the Panama Canal Museum. I think about 52 pictures he's got on show. So don't miss it. Do go along. It's going to be on until the end of July. But George is with us. He's been doing some workshops, and but he's leaving, I think, on the 18th. So we thought we'd grab him and talk about his work this morning. And it's time to go and say hello, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was good. At home.
Oh, just quiet?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Except for the noise of the saxophone, probably.
No, he's kind of scared, as I told you before.
He's scared? Oh, well, making a noise?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wouldn't be. People do that with big trucks outside and bang, 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 bang when they do buildings. I mean, his saxophone can't be any worse than that, can it?
Yeah, I know.
No, he must practice.
Yes, exactly.
8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had a fairly quiet weekend because a good lady, she went off to spend the weekend with friends. They went to the beach over in the Colon side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Got a bit of a suntan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
From Colon. Good grief. So, yeah, so that was it. But I had a quiet weekend. I binge-watched on Saturday night. I'd leave us men alone. What do? We order a pizza and watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching a series which had just sort of not long come out on Netflix. If I remember right, I think it's Lincoln Lawyer or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite good, so I just watched and watched and watched. I like watching series because if you decide you don't want to watch another one, you can just stop.
Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah, that was my weekend. And yesterday I had lunch with a good friend of mine, Marina. Mm-hmm. And we went, Neil and I took her out for lunch, which was all rather nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that was it, yes, and it all went very quickly. Weekends do, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
And it's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You like Mondays, don't you?
I love every day here.
Yeah. Are you going supermarket shopping?
No, I did yesterday.
Oh, you had an exciting Sunday then. Did you watch the Eurovision Song Contest?
Which one?
Eurovision? Yes.
No.
Okay, we're going to take a look at some of the top three songs we're going to take a look at in a few minutes' time.
That was yesterday?
Yeah. No, okay. Saturday.
Ah, Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Saturday. I think. Yes. Don't ask me, it's terrible. Yeah, it was. It was Saturday.
Ah, okay.
But it was, I didn't watch it. I'm not sort of really big on Eurovision. I didn't watch it, but I did make a point of keeping track during the course of the evening as to what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take a look at that, and you have a nice Monday.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
And if you close the windows at home, nobody will hear the saxophones.
Yeah, I said the same, but he's still worried about that. So.
Yeah, well, when you're starting, you don't like people because when you practice, of course, you make mistakes because you're pushing yourself. So he'll do all right.
Yeah.
He's a good lad.
Mm-hmm.
Right, time on the Breakfast Show. 27 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. Going to take a I'll put a fairly quick piece of music on, and then I think we'll take a look at some of the things to do with Eurovision. Why not?
Tell me again, Mommy.
This is Helen Reddy. You and me against the world.
You and me against the world. Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world. When all the others turn their backs and walk away, you can count on me to say. Remember when the circus came to town and you were frightened by the clown? Wasn't it nice to be around someone that you knew? Someone who was big and strong and looking out for you.
There was a lovely Helen Reddy and You and Me Against the World. Well, so we'll take a look at some things to do with the Eurovision Song Contest. That was a big thing, really, over the weekend, wasn't it? Well, apparently, pro-Russian hackers, they attempted to disrupt the voting for the Eurovision Song Contest, according to Italian police. Ukraine, of course, they won, thanks to huge support from the public vote. And of course Russia was banned following its invasion. Police in Italy, where the contest was staged, said that the Killnet hacker group targeted the first semi-final in which Ukraine performed, as well as Saturday night's grand final. But they said that their cybersecurity division blocked the attacks. Various computer attacks of a DDoS, this is a distributed denial of service nature, aimed at network infrastructures during voting operations and singing performances were mitigated, said the police statement. And meanwhile, Eurovision organisers have said there are also irregular voting patterns among the juries from six countries. Now, as the Eurovision Song Contest, you can never say it's not been political, because it always has been. But meanwhile, they say they had some irregular voting patterns. That meant that the jury scores from those countries in the second semi-final and grand final were replaced with a substitute aggregated result. Now, this is a score calculated by organisers based on the results of other countries with similar voting records. In the analysis of jury voting by the European Broadcasting Union, pan-European voting partner, after the second dress rehearsal of the second semi-final of the 2022 Eurovision Song Contest, says certain irregular voting patterns were identified in the results of six countries. The EBU takes any suspected attempts at manipulate the voting at the Eurovision Song Contest extremely seriously, and has the right to remove such votes in accordance with the official voting instructions, irrespective of whether or not such votes are likely to influence the results and or the outcome of the voting. During the final, the jury scores from Azerbaijan, Romania and Georgia were read by Eurovision's executive supervisor, Martin Osterdahl, instead of the usual national representatives, in other words, making sure they gave the right answers. So a little bit of sort of background information there, because to say Russia was banned, and of course we know who all won, didn't we? Talk more about that in a minute. But who came third? Well, in fact, the hosts came third. With this one.
Let's go.
Well, no, it wasn't the host, it was Spain.
Siempre primera, nunca secondary.
There we go. That was number three. That came from Spain, and that was Chanel and Slow Mo. Not too bad. It's a little bit some foot bopping there, but of course, as I was saying, it's certainly not political, is it? But I'll tell you what, the one that made me laugh when I didn't see it on the actual night, but I'd seen it before, and that was Norway's Subwoofer, dressed in yellow wolf costumes for their surreal retelling of the Red Riding Hood title, titled Give That Wolf a Banana. So that was also rather good fun. Apparently they didn't talk either. And so when the BBC had an interview with them, they would just sort of wave their arms around, sort of trying to get the message across another way. But, you know, one of the things that is sort of, you know, for me being a Brit, and I said never really being a Eurovision fan, was the fact that, you know, we're so used to hearing nil point. Inglaterra, nil point. No points. But, ho-ho! We did well. We broke our duck. We did, I tell you, with Eurovision Song Contest. Sam Ryder, that's it. He came second for the UK, the country's best result since 1998. A former construction worker, he'd been keenly favoured, in factual fact, ahead of the competition, thanks to his soaring power ballad called Spaceman, which evoked a sort of classic a sort of British pop of sort of Queen and Elton John. So congratulations to him. It topped, by the way, it came first in the vote by the jury, amassing 283 points. That's better than our normal three. But he was pipped at the post when, of course, public votes were added to the total. The UK came fifth with the public, believe it or not, with Ukraine, of course, receiving most points. But here is Sam Ryder. It's called Spaceman.
If I was an astronaut, I'd be floating in midair, and a broken heart would just belong to someone else down there. I would be the center of my lonely universe, but I'm only human, and I'm crashing down to earth. If I was an astronaut, I'd have a bird's eye view. I'd circle around the world and keep on coming back to you. In my floating castle, I'd rub shoulders with the stars, but I'm only human, and I'm drifting in the dark. Space, and I wanna go home. If I
Thoughts on black holes, nothing but space, man. And I wanna go home.
Tell you what, not bad, even if I say it myself. Mucho punts, mucho. There we go, that was Sam Ryder and the British entries to the Eurovision called Spaceman. I tell you what, you see, it's sort of ironic, really, isn't it? You know, because of the war with Russia and Ukraine, so we could basically say that if it wasn't for Russia invading Ukraine, we'd have probably won. Life can be so cruel. Ukraine's Kalush Orchestra won the Eurovision Song Contest in a symbolic show of public support following the country's invasion by Russia. The rap folk band, who were given special permission to leave the war-torn country, soared to first place with 631 points. And they ended their performance in Turin with a plea, please help Ukraine, help Mariupol, help as Vostal right now. Now, apparently you're not supposed to make those kind of comments. There was somebody sort of saying, they could be thrown out for that, but they weren't. And apparently, as I said, I didn't watch it, but from what I've heard from people is that there are a few people that made some very subtle comments about that. Should the song have won under normal circumstances? No, it didn't get the judges' vote, but it got the public vote. And of course, there is a lot of sympathy for Ukraine right now. Mary Lou, not so. She said they should have been banned as well. Russia and Ukraine, it takes two to fight. I'm sorry, I would have to disagree with that. When if you go and answer your front door and somebody punches you in the face, are you to blame? I don't think so. And you would start a fight, you would fight back, I would hope. And then you see, you have a fight. It only takes one to start a fight. And it's a tragic situation. But anyway, there we are. This is the winner. Kalush Orchestra. Stefania.
Співай мені, мамо, колискову, хочу ще почути твоє рідне слово.
Вона мене колесала, дала мені ритм і напевне силу волі, не забрати мене, бо дала вона напевне стала, може більше і від стола. Вона ломаними дорогами прийду я завжди до тебе, вона не розбудить, ти будить, мене сині бурі забере бабулі, світулі, ніби вони кулі. Дуже добре стала мене, не була обманута, як було дуже втомлена, гойдала мене так.
Мама.
And that's it. That is the one that won the Eurovision Song Contest. Would I buy it? No. Not exactly my cup of tea. So anyway, that's the Eurovision Song Contest out of the way for a while. This is not my cup of tea. This is the Moody Blues and Say It With Love. Breakfast show time, 6.5 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, don't forget I got it for you again at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock.
I remember.
following on from the Moody Blues and Say It With Love. That's Todd Rundgren and I Saw the Light. I've seen the time. It's the top of the hour. And that means time to check out the news.
Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
That's why it takes so long to rise.
There we go, two in a row, bringing us back into this morning's breakfast show. If you keep an eye on the time, it is 24 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And it's great to welcome back to the Breakfast Show studio, George Scribner. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jerry. Great to be back, as usual. Yes, always a pleasure.
Yeah, this will make you a permanent feature now, I think.
I think I have tenure.
Yeah, you do. I'm off. Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome.
Always all I needed was an excuse. Look, it's lovely to have you back. And the reason I wanted you back because... I had the pleasure of attending your opening of your exhibition at the Panama Canal Museum.
Yeah, thanks.
And, I mean, I was so, two things impressed me. Obviously, of course, the reason for the exhibition was your work. But secondly, it was the way it was presented. I mean, it was really quite something. And I love when you went in, there was a projection on the wall and there was one of your pictures of the ships coming to the camp and they'd sort of done it so that it changed. The colors were changing. It was like
it was an
layers.
Actual drawing I did on mm-hmm. my iPad of this little sketch.
Yeah.
It was great. By the way, yeah, I thought the museum did a spectacular job in staging.
Yeah.
And the choice of starting with that little movie that mm-hmm. I recorded on my iPad mm-hmm. drawing was just great to show. Here's the first step in my process. Mm-hmm. That was spectacular. They did an amazing job.
And beautiful. How do you find it, by the way, working on an iPad?
I love it.
I
use it all the time. Before I start a painting, I'll rough out the design and the values and colors
mm-hmm,
on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do most of my work, frankly, on the iPad. So that when I go to the canvas, the big decisions have already been made.
Yeah, you've already decided.
Pretty much. Just by doing those little thumbnails, which that was one of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They asked me for it, and I go, yeah, here's a...
What do? You then project it onto your canvas, and then it's like paint by numbers? You put
kind of... Well, don't tell anybody, but all my paintings are paint by numbers. But shh, the only thing I know.
I remember that. I used to love those as a kid.
I did too. They were great fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, every artist should start with them. You start to use a brush. They were great fun. No. Por favor. They were great.
And was you had 52 pictures on show?
Yeah, there were 52.
How did you choose from your collection the ones that you wanted to display?
I knew we planned this almost 2.5 years ago,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
the coronavirus obviously set us back a year. So mm-hmm. I had about a year and a half to prepare for the show. Some mm-hmm. paintings I had, and some I generated, including new paintings of the Ampliación in its current day, the expansion.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The ACP was very generous. I reached out to them. I just need the current day expansion.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 3 or 4 paintings that were... Had to be done fairly quickly within mm-hmm. the last 6 months.
And I mean, one of them that and the painting I love, because when I saw it, I thought it was it was original. But they did this painting you did of the people standing outside the building, and they blew it up on
they
the wall.
They blew it up. It was
to
beautiful.
Almost sort of full size, wasn't it? Sort of person. And I got a picture of a man sort of standing in front of him. My wife Christina comes and says, "Oh, that looks really good because it looks like he's in the picture," and.
My grandsons came down for the show, so we staged them as if they were in the in the painting, that was a great inspired choice to use that wall space, the painting, and make it that particular scale. I just thought the museum did a really good job with
mm-hmm.
what I basically delivered, either hand carried or ship these paintings, and I left it all to them. I go, look, this is your business, not my business. Mm-hmm. However you want mm-hmm. to stage this.
Right.
And I give them videos of works in progress and things like this. The team there is really first rate.
I tell you what, because when I walked in, it's very strange because I walked in, and then as you walked in on the right hand wall, I turned around and there was one of your small paintings. It was probably only about this sort of size.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For those on the, this is radio, so this size is about this size, okay? Just so you know.
Right. I can see it. It looks great. Trust me, it looks great.
It was a night painting mm-hmm. of the vessel in the lots with the rain and I don't know, it seemed very atmospheric to me. I could sort of almost smell the humidity.
I appreciate
either
that.
Or it was still wet.
You leave a lot of the painting. If you don't over-paint it, it's funny, the viewer will sort of I had a great teacher in LA. Said, let the viewer finish the painting. So you suggest with just very soft edges, either rain or dusk or whatever. And, I'm glad you felt that way. It was a successful thing.
Yeah, no, it was, that was funny enough. It was all the paintings there, because that one struck me first, I suppose. But that's what I wanted to ask you about, was your painting style is somewhat unique. In other words, if I saw one of your paintings, I would say, oh, yeah, well, that's by George, because it's not what I would call detailed. It's this very, very talented way of, like you say, it gives you the picture with, say, 60% of the information, or, you know, 75%, and then you put in there, and you see the picture. Did that just sort of come naturally, or did somebody inspire you to paint like that?
No, I wish I had learned that much earlier. I had the great fortune of working at the Walt Disney Company. I'm still a consultant, and while I was there directing animated projects for the parks, they brought in art teachers to help the staff improve. And I started taking classes with some very, very good instructors. And one of them was very determined about this, that let the viewer finish the painting. Mm-hmm. You don't have to spell everything out. And it's a way of engaging the spectator. It's a way of making it more of a conversation.
No, I mean, as I say, because having seen your pictures together like that, and suddenly that was one of the things that I must ask you how that came about. So this person that instructed you is on a percentage, or?
Yes, yes. I owe them a great deal of money after this show. Estoy limpio. After this, I'm done. It's a suggestive way of painting where you don't over-explain to the viewer. Yeah. Let the viewer finish it.
All right, well, I'm going to pick a piece of music, if I can... speak to me, why aren't you doing what I'm telling you? Okay, here we go. This should do it. There we go. This is one of my favorites. Your problem, do you know the group Bread?
Yes, I do.
If a picture paints a thousand words.
How appropriate.
Lovely song.
Great.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me too. And where beside you all the way. If the world should stop revolving, spinning slowly down to dust, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, then what?
One of my favourites of all time. This is about 1971, if I remember rightly, and that is Bread. And if a picture paints a thousand words, or in George's case, he paints about 600 and you've got to guess the rest.
If a painting depicts 1,000 brushstrokes, the paraphrase for it.
What's his, I mean, it's a word from, what's your music style? What type of music do you like?
Oh, that's funny. That's interesting. If I'm painting scenes of Panama, I put on Willy Colon, Rubén
Blades.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I will put on sort of the genre that I'm working in. All the Panama paintings I did, like Lotería and Caco Viejo. I'm listening to salsa, you know, on Pandora or Spotify. The darker scenes at night or something, I might put on Sibelius, some of the Mahler symphonies. I'm a big fan of Gustav Mahler. It's an acquired taste, I understand that, but my daughter and I go to the LA Phil all the time, so we're big sort of classical.
I hate to think what you're listening to when you're doing Disney.
You don't want to know.
No, I wouldn't have thought
you don't want to know. It's not bread. You don't want to know.
What do you do? Are you consulting for Disney at the moment? What do they have you doing these days?
A variety of things. I painted a portrait of a former chairman a year ago for them.
There's something else I was going to ask you about, portraits, whether you actually did portrait work.
Yeah. I started doing this about... I've always loved doing them. They're very, very difficult to do, to get a likeness of someone. Started taking classes in it, and it's something that's my long-term goal is
and
to it, get better
And it's
at
the
it.
Same sort of style that you're using. So
Pretty
you,
much, and it's the same thing. You're just drawing a series of shapes. Okay, it's another way of looking at the human figure.
So when you present it to them and they say, is that me? You say, yeah, but you've got to imagine the other sort of
thing. Exactly. I know it looks like Mickey Mouse, but it's actually you. You just don't have the imagination that I've got.
And anyway, that's your sort of portrait of Mickey Mouse.
Exactly.
So, what's the sort of things through your career that you have been highlights? What are your sort of big highlights?
Well, probably I moved to Los Angeles when I was in my mid-20s, started working at various studios, and ended up at Disney. I ended up directing Oliver and Company, which came out in 1988 as a feature. And worked on Lion King for a while and a couple other projects. And I'm very proud of all these projects I did for Walt Disney Imagineering that are at Walt Disney World. Mickey's PhilharMagic, which is a 3D show, 10-minute 3D show. I directed that. The Mexico Pavilion, I directed that. There's a film in there now. So it's a lot of the Disney work I'm very proud of. And the show, this show at the Museo, I'm thrilled about. I mean, it's just really a nice thing at this point in my life to have this collection of paintings. Very nice.
And it was lovely to see your family here as well.
Yeah, it was great to have them come down.
Is it the first time they've been to Panama?
It was the first time my grandsons had come.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my daughters we used to bring when they were little. And my wife and I, obviously, I met my wife here. We were married here, so she and I came back quite a bit. But it was the first time for Los Nietos Locos, the crazy grandsons. It's so much. It takes a lot of energy. I'm glad. It's a tapa se acabó. Yeah, I'm done. Really. Yeah, so, it was great to have them here.
Yeah, and at home you can just lock yourself in your studio.
See, no, you can't go into my studio. Don't touch my classical guitars. They have no, por favor.
It's a little bit like this place. This is my sort of. I hide in here most of the time.
Yeah, this is I get it. This is beautiful in here. This is like a little treasure trove in here, a little cove. It was nice to have my family here, and it was just
wonderful. Nice to meet them as well.
It was lovely. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks again for coming. That really meant a lot.
No. I wouldn't have missed it. I had a couple of rums first.
The only way to see an art show. I tell people, if you don't like the painting, stay for the food, because there's great restaurants in the country.
Helped complete that other 25%.
Right. It does wonders for your imagination.
No, it was one of those things, because I was sort of thinking about it, because I one thing I don't do anymore is I don't drive to Casco.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Because it doesn't make sense. By the time you find somewhere to park, it's time to go home. And so I thought, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go early and just sort of relax. So I went to, I got an Uber into Plaza Herrera and just walked around the corner. And, oh, dear, look, what a shame. I'm right next door to the Mandinga Rum Bar.
Oh, who knew? Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
Oh, this is a horrible day. I guess I must have a glass of... You did the right thing. I'm telling you, it makes the paintings lovely.
Well, I tell you, it took me a long time to find a museum. But as you were describing, because I met a couple of Americans that had just arrived in Panama. They'd sort of arrived about 6 hours earlier, and they sort of came in and they sort of sat down, ended up talking to them for a while. It's interesting sort of meeting all these people. It's sort of a bit of a melting pot. We're going to take another piece of music. We'll be back with George in a minute. Here's 10cc. There we go, 10cc and Art for Art's Sake. And we're talking about art this morning. We're talking with our extraordinary artist. That's George Scribner this morning. And he's with us. And that was Art for Art's Sake. Why art in the first place? What was the draw for you? Oh, was draw. What was the draw for you?
Very good.
I'm sorry about that.
Why didn't I catch that? Well, first of all, why didn't I think of that?
No, don't worry, I nearly
very
missed
good,
it.
Jerry. Very good. Wow, this guy. All right. It was just in my family. My grandmother painted. She was from Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
She'd go to Barbados as kids.
Mm-hmm.
I guess those things just are like seeds. You're kind of exposed to them as a kid. And my mother painted. There were always paints in the house. And I just started, I don't know. I can't even remember when I started. It was just doodling around with them and just got into it.
I mean, because we talked about it before, but my grandfather's painting, so I had an interest in it. I don't know. I can't finesse it. You know, I should sort of do, I think something like Picasso. I could probably manage that.
I'm sure it's within you, Jerry. You just have to feel it. I actually had teach at Imagineering. I taught at Imagineering. This was years ago. And they would bring in employees who had never drawn before. And there is a process for you're measuring. Let's say you're painting a house. You're drawing a house.
Okay.
You measure from the corner of the page. Well, is the top of the house could be the halfway page. And you're connecting lines. So there is a formula for starting.
My grandfather used to, I remember, he said he would draw the sort of oval of a face. And then he would divide it.
Correct.
And he said, this is how you divide it. This is where the node line should be, whatever.
There's sort of a general proportion of the fit. It's exactly the same thing.
He loved it because mathematics are there, you see, somewhere. Mathematics are in everything, aren't they?
Yeah, really in everything, really.
That's why, you know, that's why I play music. It's mathematics. Look, track one, track two, track three. No,
this is algebra we're talking about now, right? This
don't talk to me about algebra. I mean, which idiot came up with the idea of doing sums with letters, you know?
I failed every math class I ever took. So I'm hopeless, helpless.
Yeah, no, that was...
Still trying to figure out where the decimal points go.
So. And what's for the future, George? I mean,
that's a good question. Back the 24th. I'm starting on an animation project in Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
I sort of lead Parallel Life and direct animation, and so I sort of like have this sort of dual course. And so I'll be doing that for the next year and a half, and I'll probably start teaching more again now that the pandemic has pretty much receded, or we seem to be sort of out of it fairly regularly.
I mean, you kindly brought me in this morning the book of the your Panama Canal paint,
because
you were commissioned by the canal to do that, for which I thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And
small way of saying thanks for...
No, not at all. I forgot what I was going to say now. I know what I was going to say. Trust me, you don't want to do this.
I don't know how you do this.
When you get old.
No, read out there. No. It's hard enough you're remembering what I wore yesterday. No, you're a god.
It was the same as today, George.
You're right. Well, you noticed? Wait a minute. How did you?
But, I was going to ask you is, you know, have you written any books? Just tutorials.
That's a good question. I'm working on one, and I've been working on one for the last 3 or 4 years. I have it all assembled. It's pretty much put together. It's just editing it and getting it sort of in shape to print. And it'll be based on pretty much the principles that I work on. You work in this order. Drawing, then you work out the values, which are the lights and darks. And then you go to color.
Okay.
And you work in that order.
Mm-hmm.
The temptation is to go right to color. Most painters just they want to play with color.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the structure of it down, the design of it, like your grandfather's work is very well designed. Where am I placing the cathedral, for example?
Right.
Where in the frame does that sit so that the eye flows to it?
Mm-hmm.
Your grandfather had an innate sense, the eye.
No, God bless, he's, you know, passed away a long, long time ago when I was about 16, but... he's always left me some great memories. He did actually have an exhibition at one time in Liverpool.
Well,
I think
watercolors, right? His watercolors.
Yeah, he was. I'd never seen him do oils.
And by the way, Jerry, that is the hardest for me. That is the hardest medium to work in because
it runs.
It runs. It's good side is its bad side. You cannot overwork watercolors. So there's a freshness to it when you apply. You know, pigment to paper, but you have to leave it alone. You cannot noodle it. Oils, you can start on, scrape it down. Just start over. I've started many paintings over. Start to get halfway into them, it's not working. It's good. But watercolor, like your grandfather's work, it's It's very difficult. There's this perception that I want to start to learn how to paint.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start in watercolors. It's not a very forgiving medium. I would highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Start with oils. It's very
mm-hmm.
forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Much easier.
Do you get many commissions?
Yes, I do. I'm doing a couple now for a client. Scenes of Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
Paintings at the gallery and Disneyland. And this person just loves the approach. You were talking about it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He's commissioned a couple paintings. I do them every once, twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I do commissions here as well in Panama. So.
Now, of course, one thing is that, you know, artists have to earn money. I mean, I know it's a passion. Your pictures at the Canal Museum. Because I noticed I did look to see if they had any prices on them.
That's a very good question. They're available for sale at the end of July when the show's over.
Okay.
And my representative, I guess I can, is Nancy Calvo.
Okay.
You can reach me at scribnerart.com and mm-hmm. I will then forward to my representative and
mm-hmm.
sure. be happy. I really don't want to bring my paintings back to the States.
No.
I really want to sell them. I would love to leave them here in Panama. What if I would? They're not going to fit in the overhead. Let's put it that way.
I got a nice wall in there, George.
That would be great. Jerry, I'll give you a huge discount. Mentally, cuento para mí, para ti.
Hey, but tell me, what have you, because you say you're leaving when? You say 24th?
The 24th. So I'm here all week doing promotions for the show.
And are you doing any more workshops?
I'm not doing an actual painting workshop,
mm-hmm.
but my representative would like to set up a master class. She goes, well, you know, we really need to do this. So
mm-hmm.
maybe you come back. We do a week-long oil painting workshop. I've mm-hmm. done other painting classes here. I did one at Balboa Academy.
Right, that's
I think,
right.
Yes, I came mm-hmm. in and we talked about
that's
it.
That's right.
And
mm-hmm.
I donated all those funds to the Hospital del Niño,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever I made. So I would probably do the same thing. Whatever I earn, you know, obviously my commission and my rep,
mm-hmm.
and just donate the rest to one of the hospitals or COVID relief funds here in Panama.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it's time to give back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm 7 years old and who were super. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
People who were really generous to me and, bueno, me toca ahora. You know,
mm-hmm.
me toca a mí.
Mm-hmm.
My turn. You know.
Oh, wonderful, George. Well, let's bring us towards the end of this morning's program. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Again.
And thanks again for coming. It was very
nice
to see you.
No, I wouldn't have missed it. I mean, it was in big letters in my diary. I painted them in. I couldn't read them, so I'd only done 70%.
Solamente para ti. Just for you.
So, no sympathy on this show.
It's okay.
Oh, no, it's wonderful to have you. And it's nice because, I mean, funny enough, I mentioned because we saw Sandra at the event, at the opening, because it was Sandra that first brought you to the program.
That's correct. Yeah.
You know,
that's
so
correct.
She's got a lot to answer for.
It was lovely to see her and you together.
It was
just a kismet, I guess.
That was
the
nice.
The bookending
nice
of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great to see her.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And you. Thank you again.
And, it's nice because I think, you know, we sort of almost sort of formed a friendship, which is extra special. So, George, congratulations once again.
Many, many thanks. It's
and,
an honor to be in the Museo del Canal. If you have a chance.
Yeah, do go
and
along.
Again, if you don't like the paintings, quédate para la comida. Stay for the food. There's a million but check out the paintings. And
there's a rum bar around the corner.
Of love. So, yeah, there's a beautiful rum bar. Not very far. In fact, start at the rum bar.
Yeah, that's it.
And then go see the paintings.
All right. George, as always, thank you so
You're
very
welcome.
Much. George Scrivener with us here on this morning's breakfast show on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Take us out this morning to John Barry 7. That's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I hope you've been able to stick around with us for a while. That's really great. And now, time for me to say my goodbyes. Big thanks once again, and goodbye to George Scribner. He's off to enjoy himself for the rest of the day, and that's what I'm going to do as well, all being well. Big thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for her contribution this morning, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, my co-producer, Neil Danby, and to the boys and girls at Grupo Agrada for getting us up and running in the mornings. And that's it. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. Just please remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please do it carefully. Because, what do I say? Tomorrow, 6 o'clock, I'm going to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right? So from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.